Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Doug, more has been added to the list of what is going to be temporarily closed right now.
Yep.
The following places of public accommodation will be closed. Restaurants, cafes, coffee houses, bars, taverns, brew pubs, distilleries, clubs, movie theaters, indoor and outdoor performance venues, gymnasiums, fitness centers, rec centers, indoor sports facilities, indoor exercise facilities, exercise studios, spas, and casinos.
Wait, this is for the state of Michigan?
Yes.
And the list has just been updated?
Yes.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I see this from Channel 7's website. This
sounds like we're on a virtual lockdown.
It does have that feel to it. I mean, obviously, with the restaurants and the carryout business, that's still going on. But, you know, as far as businesses where people gather, like a gym?
Yeah.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Yeah. The only thing we're short of is the National Guard or Army Reserve walking down our streets with a bullhorn telling us to stay indoors.
Right.
You know, what a gator not hit there? Like, we're going to go hang out at Michael's Arts and Crafts? I mean, I don't I don't think there's much left. When does that go into effect?
You're
sorry.
Run on rug hooking. I think it's in effect immediately.
Is it?
I'm just going through this here.
Yeah, it's fine. It's breaking news.
Yeah. I don't think it says that. I just assume it's now.
Yeah. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network reporter, did tweet out the following in the last 15 minutes. The NFL plans to hold and televise the draft April 23rd through the 25th as scheduled, but the public draft event in Las Vegas has been canceled in consideration of the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's from NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero. So the draft itself, and I mean, can you do a draft with appropriate social distancing? I suppose you can. The Goodell bro hug is over.
Well, there's no, yeah. I mean, the pomp and circumstance about the draft is done. So effectively what this is it's the draft pre-1990 or something,
yeah,
right?
Like when we first, I remember.
It's pre-Kuiper.
The first draft I saw, I was sick from school, had no idea, think about this, Doug Karsh, no idea it was on. I had no idea it was on. I'm sick from school, legitimately. I'm at home. We have cable. I'm flipping around on the old manual cable box where I had the toggle to switch first row, second row, third row. And I hit ESPN and they were showing the draft. And I just sat there in whatever grade I was in, sixth, seventh grade, and watched it. No clue. I had no idea that was the day, anything like that. And that was the first draft I ever saw. And it was one of the first ones they ever televised. It sounds like this is going to be like that. No crowd, nothing. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, that's over a month away. When they do this, will they be, you know, adherent to social distancing? Will the players walk out onto a stage and be 6 feet from everybody? And then it's kind of like, what's the point? I mean, they'll be handed a microphone and interviewed or something. I don't know. It's going to be.
No, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. My vision of the draft is maybe they even have microphones at the tables for the personnel and there's only one person representing every team at a table at some place where they can televise it.
Yeah.
No players will be there. This is my vision. The NFL hasn't said this. It's just I can't imagine they're going to have a green room with players and their families and agents there, and they come up out on stage when their name is announced. I think it's literally going to be, you know, the guys from ESPN or NFL.com talking about it and waiting for somebody to come up to the podium and make the pick.
Well, that's huge news, though, what you just said, breaking news regarding our state, because this sounds like we're basically in a lockdown. Any place, just about any place you can think of.
Well, in terms of entertainment and dining, yeah. I mean, sports has been shut down. Restaurants and bars have been shut down. You can still get carry out if the bars or restaurants are going to do that. Carry out is available. And if they do that, we strongly encourage that you can do that. Support businesses to stay open as much as they can. But no gyms, no movie theaters, you know, no concert venues. It's going to be
tough.
I'll
tell you what, one thing you mentioned, coffee bars. That's going to drive some people crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know that, well, occasionally, like once a week type of deal. But this is going to drive some people crazy, not being able to get their coffee.
Well, I think that they can still get their coffee if they have like a drive-thru. And I know some of those places do have the drive-thru, but as far as going in and sitting down there and getting your laptop out or reading your paper, that's not going to happen.
Huh.
And it shouldn't. I mean, if the restaurants, I mean, same thing, right?
Yep. 248-539-9797. Before we get back to your phone calls, Gator, you ready for the virtual Detroit Red Wings?
I am ready.
Yes. It's been we did this during work stoppages in the past, but the season carries on as we play the games out on Xbox and simulate them on Xbox. So, ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of the virtual Detroit Red Wings. Detroit and Tampa, after a virtual loss to the Capitals on Friday, dropped them to 17:50-5. 3:58 of the first period, Dylan Larkin on the business end of tic-tac-toe passing play from Mantha and Bertuzzi, his 20th of the year, gave the Wings a 1-0 lead.
That line is so good.
Yeah.
When they're healthy, they're outstanding.
Yep, and Larkin gets to 20 goals.
There you go. It's the second Red Wing, he and Bertuzzi.
Yep. A few minutes later, the Red Wings expanded their lead to 2-0. Here's Ken Cal with the call. There it is. 2-0 Wings on the Brandon Perlini second goal of the season. It was 2-0 Wings, but Steven Stamkos tallied one near the end of the first for the Lightning, 2-1, end of one. Second period, 3:22. We were tied at 2. Andrew Killorn with a goal. 2-2 hockey game at the end of the second period. Then in the third period, top of the right circle, Steven Stamkos again, his second of the game, made it 3-2 Tampa. And then Nikita Kucherov salted it away for the Lightning at 7:21 of the third. Wings drop a game to go to 17:51-5. The virtual Wings lose again.
Look, they've already clinched the worst record in the NHL and clinched the best odds to land the top pick in the lottery, but it's still, I want them to win. At this point, need them to win, right? Good for them if they can, but this is another loss.
I like the Larkin goal. I like young guys producing. So,
but Doug, it's the same old, same old. 4 straight goals.
Yep.
They get it out to a 2-0 lead. They can't hang on to the lead, and they give up 4 unanswered goals.
That's the Red Wings. Virtual Wings, very similar to the regular Wings. Coming up, we will have the virtual bracket unveiling today at 12:30. Gator, we've gone all the way. We've got all the games. We've got the seedings. We've got the regions. We've got the venues. We've got start times. We've got point spreads.
Playing games?
I got the playing games.
Wow.
In fact, do you want me to unveil something with the playing games?
No.
No, okay. We'll wait till 12:30.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Phil is next up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Phil!
Hey, I got a funny story. My son-in-law, mother, was in line at Meijer, kind of cleared her throat. This lady pulled out some Lysol and sprayed her.
Jeez.
This is ridiculous.
And she grabbed it, sprayed her back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So the cops didn't arrest anyone.
Were the cops called in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
for a spring Lysol because somebody coughed.
Wow.
I wish no one would spray me with Lysol.
I told you guys the other day, I was at Costco and I was holding back a cough just because I was like, I don't want anyone to stare.
Right, exactly. Like, everyone stares.
I was like,
we're this morning, and then the producer of the morning show it coughed outside. I'm like, hey. And he's like, I coughed in my arm. And then he goes, you coughed early. I'm like, I did. He goes, yeah, well, I was eating a sandwich. I just cleared my throat. Everyone's pointing fingers at each other.
That's so great.
But nobody sprayed Lysol.
Yeah,
here.
Relax, everyone, please.
Come on.
Please relax. Like, let's just get our 100 rolls of toilet paper and move on.
Right. Slow down. Slow down. Jerry, you're next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Jerry.
First of all, I'm an older guy now, and so I'm sitting around being a little persnippity because I'm bored to death.
Yep.
And I think it was you, Gator, who said Solo was a bad movie.
Solo sucked.
Oh, come on now.
No, I mean,
it was a fun movie. It was exciting. It wasn't like a work of art, but it was fun. It was exciting. There was action.
Jerry, I really wanted to like it. I really did because Han Solo is one of my favorite characters in the Star Wars saga. You had Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones is in it. I was like, all right, here we go, game on. And then it's awful. The guy who played Han Solo is so annoying that I couldn't get past it. And the rest of it just sucked.
That I'll give you. He was extremely annoying. But the point is, if you take the Star Wars label off of it and give it something else, you would have said, you know what? It was a pretty good movie. It was fun, exciting, but there's some issues with it.
If you say
would you agree to that?
No. But that's fine, Jerry. You know, look, everything's subjective. In my opinion, it sucked. I shouldn't say that it sucked. I thought it sucked. You enjoyed it, and that's why it's great, because everybody can have their own opinion on it.
Right. Hey, by the way, I love your show. I think you're the best sports radio show in Detroit, and I listen to you guys every day.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Very much. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Reacting to the breaking news that the governor has basically shut down everything by 3 o'clock Monday. Restaurants, bars, cafes, movie theaters, exercise facilities, and casinos. The list is pretty in depth. And while we're not on a government mandated lockdown from a federal standpoint in our state, Governor Whitmer doing the best you can to keep from spreading this virus. Does it feel like if people had taken sort of the social distancing rules maybe a little bit more seriously, we wouldn't have to do this? I don't know.
No, I think we'd still be in the same boat. I do, but who knows?
Yeah, this is food courts. This is cafes. This is coffee houses. Other places of public accommodation offering food or beverage for on-premises consumption. So, I mean, we are really...
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.